Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
A lot of talk was happening going into their game against the Eagles, and some comments that I'm sure you all heard and saw the internet and Twitter ablaze from Troy Aikman when they were talking about Kirk Cousins, and from their meeting with him, how he said, I think you have a quote better than I do, Bo.
Yeah, he said, the quote was that Troy said that he talked to Kirk, and Kirk said, I'm not 100%, but I feel 100% in the pocket, which was...
Yeah, I was like, I'm sorry, what? And like, I think I literally put on Twitter, what in the...
Well, and I text when Mike, one of y'all, I think Mike sent it to our group, and yeah. I said, what the blank does this mean? And I dropped the ball. I should have asked Troy at the urinal in halftime what that meant.
Well, you know who has an answer for it? Kirk Cousins has an answer about what it means.
Yeah, I was more referring to the fact that the rust and the red jersey factor. I think that what happened a little bit was... The season, you know, Raheem was doing such a good job of stay away from the quarterback. He's got a red jersey all camp, not just for me, but for all the quarterbacks. And so we got this kind of false sense of, oh, I got all this space, you know, this is nice. And I think in the game, they don't, you know, you're not getting that. And the telephone booth shrunk. And I think there was a little bit of a, you know, I've got to get to where the rust is off and I'm more comfortable being used to that environment since it has been since week 8 of last year. And so that's probably more what I was referring to. But, I do feel really good from the physical standpoint.
Let me translate and tell you guys why I was right. Because I said Tuesday that I felt when that first down play on that third quarter drive where they scored the touchdown, when Jalen Carter... The one of the two times Jalen Carter was able to beat Chris Lindstrom after an entire game of them two basically going one-on-one. And that Kurt ran out of there. And then after that play, I said I felt like it was unlocked. I think that he's talking about that right there. He was rusty. He didn't feel comfortable in the pocket. But after that play, he looked comfortable the rest of the game. And to me, what I'm hearing was that was him not feeling 100% in the pocket because he didn't feel like himself in there.
It's so funny, Tiff, and I wonder if you have the same reaction when Bo's like, let me tell you why I was right. I was like, does this guy just say 10 things and just pick one of them out and just be like, that was the one. That was the one.
I was absolutely right. I said that.
I was right about this.
I text you during the game about that.
I know,
that.
And it still doesn't make any sense to me.
What
I don't know how you're taking
about?
That you're right. Anyways. No, but I think it's all interesting. And Tiff, you can probably give some insight into some of these production meetings.
Yeah.
It's just I was like, I don't think that even makes any sense in Troy's head. Like the way he was even saying it, I was like, nothing about that makes any sense, especially when you put on the game film from last week. And he looked extremely uncomfortable in the pocket against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
And there's some sort of maybe clear, and I wasn't in that meeting, but a clarification that maybe needs to have, or like a follow up. If those were his words, you know, I feel 100% or whatever it was, but I'm not. Then you do a follow-up. Okay, what do you mean? Why is that? Are you talking about your Achilles or are you talking about feeling comfortable in the pocket? You try to strive to get some sort of clearer answer there. But again, I wasn't in that meeting and the meetings I'm usually in. And like all of them, I can kind of assume they're pretty relaxed, right? Like guys come in there, some people coming in off of lunch, maybe a guy's coming in right off the practice field and you sit down. And you're just kind of, you know, shooting the you-know-what, right? Because you've got your analyst in there
analyst.
As a former player.
Oh, okay.
And so, and also there's the familiarity because you've seen these broadcast teams on multiple occasions. And as long as Kirk Cousins has been playing, he's probably seen Troy Aikman, you know, a lot.
Yeah.
There's some sort of rapport there.
And let me press on you a little bit because this is kind of what in my head what I'm thinking. I have no idea, no firsthand knowledge of this. But I'm kind of thinking that, like, maybe Troy kind of stopped in his tracks when he said that and thought, maybe I shouldn't have said that. And even if he did follow up in the production meeting.
You mean while he was saying it on air?
Right, while he was saying it on air.
Okay.
I'm like, maybe he did follow up in the production meeting, but it didn't sound like a topic he wanted to go any further with, like, on actual air. He was like, you could kind of hear his wheels just spinning a little bit and going, probably not going to actually keep going on
that. So you think he said, are you 100%? Excuse me. And he goes, I don't feel 100%, but I feel good in the pocket. Like, I don't feel 100% in the pocket. Like,
and it could have been that. Yeah. That's as simple as it could have, you know. But
that's kind of what my thought is, yeah.
But in the case where you're dealing with an injury, it's different. It's different.
And I think, and you know, I didn't hear when they asked Troy. I didn't hear how Troy was asked. I didn't hear any of that. That's the problem. The biggest problem I have with today's media and our business alone is a question will be asked. It'll be edited the way, you know, a Dylan or a Day-Day or a me at one point in my career or anybody wants to edit it. And then it's played as Kirk Cousins says he's not 100%.
But that
or
wasn't
Troy
the case
says,
with this. This wasn't like a video, on-camera interview. This was a production meeting. Yeah.
But I'm saying when Troy Aikman said it, I don't know what the context of the conversation was. And most of us don't. We just know that Troy Aikman said, yeah, I talked to him this week. He's not 100, but he's 100% in the pocket. Like,
I got to push back on you.
Things get taken out of context.
But what would he have possibly been asked that would have made that out of context?
But what I'm saying is, what was Kirk's comments and what was Troy trying to say?
So the only thing that I could, and again, speculation here, would be maybe Cousins was asked, hey, you looked uncomfortable in the pocket last week, or you looked uncomfortable, you weren't doing some of the things that we've seen you do before. And he could have asked in that regard. Or he could have said, hey, health-wise, if that were the case, and he said, health-wise, how are you feeling? And that's what he said. You know, we have no way, you know, of knowing. And again, like, you try to get and gain as much clarity in those production meetings as you can so that you can convey that to the person, you know, that's watching the game at home.
Yeah.
So
I mean, it still none of it makes sense to me, especially after watching him play.
Does it make more sense after you just heard that from Kirk Cousins?
No, it doesn't. No, none of it makes any sense at all.
Okay.
So I maybe I'm missing something, but maybe we'll get the story a long time down the road.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in-wash scent beads.